This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN this 29th day of August, 2024. We begin in Ukraine. Colonel Douglas McGregor, Ukraine front collapse, dated yesterday. Let's get it.
The Eastern Front on the Russia-Ukraine war is in the possibly the early phases of an actual collapse. Things are starting to fall apart at an increasing rate in the east. The Russian army is making larger and larger advances to the west, and the Ukraine is having a hard time even maintaining their positions, much less to stop the Russian onslaught. Meanwhile, in the northern part of the country, the Ukrainians continue to be stuck in their incursion in the Kursk region. Their forward momentum has effectively stopped, and it's not clear how much longer they can stay there. In the midst of all of this, we have a public statement by President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, who says he's going to come next month to Washington to visit with President Joe Biden to give him the victory plan over Russia. So that is by itself a big eye opener and a head scratcher. And we're going to get into all why that is with Colonel Doug McGregor, CEO of our country, our choice, combat veteran, highly decorated, who's himself been in tank battles before. So there's nobody better to talk about these things today and bring some reality into the situation desperately needed. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Well, listen, we'll just jump right into this one because there's no sugarcoating this. This is going to be hard for you to watch. It was hard for us to put together, and I can only imagine how you're going to respond to some of this if you haven't seen it. But, wow, you know, I feel kind of bad for a lot of the Western public who only sees the some of the clips that were about to pop up there without the context and without the analysis that we're going to be asking you to provide here in a second, because some of these things are just incredibly detached from reality, even more so than some of the things we've been talking about earlier in this war. And if you think I'm exaggerating, first of all, let's start off with Zelensky himself. This is what he had to say yesterday at a press conference.
Курщина, як я вам сказав, входить в наш план.
Kursk is Operation Uprising Plan, a plan for Ukraine's victory. Maybe to some it sounds ambitious, but it's a very important plan for us. There are some things I can say, but I'm not sure I can tell you everything. The first part has already been done, and it was cursed. The second part is Ukraine's strategic place in the global security infrastructure. The third is a powerful package to force Russia to end the war through diplomatic means. And the fourth is economic. The plan has been prepared. I think it will be fair if I present it to the U.S. president first. Whether the plan will be successful depends on him.
Okay, so I want to put just a wee bit of context on his point three of his basically 5 points there before we get your comment. This is, he says he's going to have a powerful new package to force Russia into a negotiated settlement. And this is after they spent somewhere between 6 to 9 months preparing an offensive in 2023, which was utterly crushed and had its teeth broken on the first of 5 defensive lines by the Russian side there. And now then, after all of that, he comes out with this plan. Doug, what do you say when you hear him say he's going to force Russia to negotiate?
Well, Well, frankly, if he's planning on a trip to Washington, you said next month, it might be a one-way trip because he may not be able to go back. That's how bad things are in Ukraine. And I cannot conceive of any means of turning this around, certainly not with any particular weapon system. And the armed forces themselves are decimated. It's pure fantasy, once again, for the consumption of people in the West.
And would you, especially in, because he's saying that the, his part point one was that the Kursk operation, this incursion, this bulge, if you'll forgive the analogy there, where he pushed up into the Russian side there. He said that was part of his plan. That's what forced Russia into negotiated settlement. On the first point, let's just look at the Russian side of this. What do you think, from all the history that you understand about Russia, that they're going to take a single, even partial tactical setback, and it's going to have strategic implications that they're just going to say, all right, we'll go ahead and negotiate with you? When you hear that, what do you think?
Well, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has spoken on this topic, and we need to take him seriously. He's been in the job for 20 years, and he is in the grand tradition of other former Russian foreign ministers like Nesselrode and Gorshakov in the 19th century. He understands his own people, his own state. He understands what President Putin is trying to achieve, and he's made it abundantly clear the period of negotiation is at an end. There's no longer any willingness to do that. So I think the Russians are now on a path to what I would call final resolution of the conflict. Not sure what that looks like, but I certainly think it looks like Ukraine without Zelensky and the regime in Kiev.
Now, for the benefit of those who may not have seen, I'm going to real quick hit the wrong button. I'm going to pull up.
That's just wonderful. McGregor is so good. Meanwhile, Ray McGovern equals a thought. He talks about Kiev's suicidal Russian invasion. Ray McGovern, and this is where he's having a conversation with Judge Napolitano.
But first this. A divisive presidential election is upon us, and the winner is gold. Let me tell you more. That's why I happen to agree with our colleague. I know this is a lot of multiple questions against Roger Ailes' rules of questioning, but you and I have been doing this for a while. Was it, as our friend and colleague Larry Johnson says, an American invasion of Russia? Put your arms around this and tell me what you feel.
Well, Judge, I think it's a difference in kind. What it is an invasion of Russia, but whether or not it becomes a big deal depends on one person and one person only, and that is Vladimir Putin. How will he react? Now, on the ground, one can say with great confidence that it makes no military sense. The Ukrainians have put their best trained, best equipped troops into this, and they all are about to be slaughtered in the next couple of weeks. The notion that they thought they could seize and hold a goodly portion of Kursk Oblast was crazy. They could not do that, and they're not going to do it, and they're going to lose their best troops. Where did some of those best troops come from? They came from the line in eastern Ukraine, in the Donbas, which is now porous as never before, giving the Russians a carte blanche to move forward. So it makes no military sense. So what kind of political sense might it make? Well, today we have, this morning, just headlines just in, I haven't read the articles, but a massive Russian attack using all kinds of missiles on the power grid and other places in Ukraine. And you have simultaneously or just after that, Zelensky, if you, oh God, now you got to come forward. Now you NATO people have to come forward with what we need, okay? It's not going to be enough to persuade the U.S. or NATO to come in even quicker or even faster, even if they could. Now, the premise here is that it is a given that the U.S. knew about what was going to happen. But one has to distinguish between Blinken and Sullivan and the rest of the U.S. establishment. Blinken and Sullivan are running this ship, okay? And they certainly knew, together with the British, what was afoot. So what was the general objective? In my view, the best guess, and it's still a guess, is that they were hoping to provoke Putin into the kind of war interpreted as a casus belli, and to do something really, really more violent than he has done before, which would give the U.S. and NATO, well, NATO, NATO is the U.S., okay? So we'll give the U.S. The pretext or the reason to respond in a very, very more violent way and, risk a war with Russia over Ukraine. Why? Because they have to do that before Ukraine falls apart before the election in November. Well, will Ukraine fall apart? Well, it was falling apart anyway. This hastens their falling apart. Would the Ukrainians be so cynical as to sacrifice their best troops in this endeavor? Yes, they would. There's precedent for that. Think about Bakhmut back just a year ago. So that's my guess. I've had some good counsel from some British friends and from other Soviet and Russian specialists. And I've watched John Mearsheimer puzzle through what sense it makes militarily. And the answer is no military sense, some bizarre political sense, but the Russians are not rising to the occasion. And as I said in the beginning, Putin is the person regulating what happens now between now and the election.
In other words, the Ukrainian leadership is just as incompetent and unintelligent as American leadership. No surprise there. Meanwhile, Russia has seized more than $100 million from Google to fund war propaganda campaign. I mean, look, the Russians are entitled to explain their point of view, which has been more accurate historically, more truthful than anything we get from the West, bar none. Russia has seized more than $100 million from Google using the money to fund its propaganda campaign in support of Putin's ongoing war in Ukraine. Remember, it was initiated by Kiev with a bombardment of the Donbass, and they were all about to unleash a mass slaughter, which prompted Putin to intervene. Court documents obtained by the British newspaper Telegraph show Google's bank accounts in Russia were emptied out shortly after the invasion 2 years ago, leading to the bankruptcy of the tech giant's Russian division. The confiscated cash was transferred to state-owned Russian channels, including RT and NSAGRAD, a network that pledged to use the money to back the war effort. Well, really, that's propaganda from the U.S. They're going to report on the war. Hell yes, they have to. Meanwhile, Russia is signaling that it could take out the West's internet and GPS. And the fact of the matter is the West has no backup plan. Just imagine taking out the internet, how incapacitated we'd be from corresponding with one another, communicating. And the GPS, that's used to regulate all flights across the United States and for a host of other issues. Most American cars today have a GPS, no longer would be functional, and there's no backup plan. Understand, the U.S. cannot get away with supplying all these weapons to attack Russia, even contemplating long-range weapons and not expect there's going to be a retaliation against the United States because Putin is so much more intelligent and humane than the Western leaders. It may be a more intelligent and humane response, but it will happen. Meanwhile, believe it or not, as VT's reporting, the U.S. nuclear doctrine today, attack everyone at once. Listen to this. Strategic deterrent, one of the most important aspects of any global power, superpower, security architecture. Countries such as Russia and the U.S. have the world's largest stockpiles of thermonuclear weapons, meaning that their ability to inflict untold damage on anyone is absolutely unparalleled. However, despite this, not even such superpowers should focus entirely on the military part of their doctrine, but on maintaining normal communication with other nuclear-armed states and ensuring that the world at least doesn't get destroyed because of some trivial miscalculation. However, the United States seemed to have other ideas, namely, despite its perpetual unprecedented aggression against the entire world, Washington, D.C. is also responsible for creating the most dangerous strategic situation the world has ever seen, when that could easily result in the total annihilation of humanity. America is the only country on Earth that has a plan to wage a simultaneous nuclear war with three nuclear-armed states, Russia, China, and North Korea, at the same time. Back in March, the U.S. government adopted a new nuclear strategy addressing the possibility, pushing for a more decisive response by the Pentagon. This extremely important document is updated approximately every 4 years, meaning that its changes are highly classified. According to the New York Times, this new strategy is the first to examine in detail whether the United States is prepared to respond to a nuclear crisis breaking out simultaneously or sequentially with a combination of nuclear and non-nuclear weapons. This was previously underscored by Pranay Vedati, Special Presidential Assistant Senior Director for Arms Control, Disarmament, and Nonproliferation at the National Security Council. Vedati and other high-ranking officials, particularly those from the NSC, have publicly discussed the strategy changes, with Vedati stating back in June, the plan underscores the necessity to deter Russia, China, and North Korea all at the same time. Another important change is the fact that Moscow isn't considered the sole strategic threat to the U.S. This now applies to China as well. And while Russia's strategic arsenal, the world's most powerful, is still considered the primary threat to America, for the first time, the strategy places significant emphasis on China. U.S. military projects that Beijing nuclear arsenal can grow from around 500 warheads to 1,500 by 2035, which is still a long way to go, as well as an effort that will require enormous investment in the military and a massive change in China's nuclear strategic doctrine, as Beijing would be tripling its current thermonuclear arsenal. And we know now, French prosecutors have revealed the potential charges against Durov, the Telegram head, who's been arrested. The Paris Public Prosecutor Office released a list of a dozen charges that could be brought against Telegram founder and CEO Pavel Durov, ranging from complicity in drug dealing and money laundering to facilitating the distribution of child pornography. They all sound fabricated to me. The 39-year-old Russian, who also holds citizenship in France, the UAE, and St. Kitts and Nevis, was detained by French authorities Saturday after arriving in Paris from Azerbaijan by private jet. In a press release Monday, prosecutor Laurie Bukhari said Durov was arrested as part of a broad criminal inquiry against a person named. As part of that inquiry, 12 charges were being considered against Durov, including facilitating narcotic distribution, money laundering, and organized crime, and aiding in the distribution of child pornography. Adult pornography is so commonplace, there's nothing to it. That's no crime at all, so far as I'm able to ascertain. The entrepreneur is also being investigated for refusing to cooperate with cybercrime and financial crime investigators. See, there's a backup charge. If you don't say somehow come forward and implicate yourself, which you're not required to do under our Fifth Amendment, then they can charge you with inhibiting or, you know, becoming an obstacle to an investigation just for exercising what in the United States would be regarded as a legal right that you possess. Criminal investigations in France are run by special magistrates charged like those.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Wake up. Stop wasting your own time. Today, my friends, Americans are more pessimistic about the economy than they've been in a very long time. And it can be soul-crushing to work as hard as you possibly can, still not have enough money for all the bills. If you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress about your finances, you ain't alone. According to a recent survey, approximately half the entire population is struggling with mental health issues due to financial stress. 47% of adults say concerns about money have at least occasionally caused anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, loss of sleep, depression, or other effects. That according to Bankrate's latest money and mental health survey. Bankrate? Who in the hell is Bankrate? Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214. 65% of the people say their biggest concern is inflation and rising prices, and nearly 60% say their stress derives from paying for everyday expenses such as groceries, utilities. 56% say they're worried about having enough emergency savings. 47% are most concerned about being in debt. I like the people that are worried about having enough emergency savings. That's another one of the reasons that you should have been buying gold and silver years ago. Stop worrying about what it's worth from day to day. It's up, it's down, it's inside out. You stop worrying about those things. You can call Kettle Moraine at 602-799-8214 for a private consultation. That's 602-799-8214. Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Well, get this. No convention bump for Kamala after weeks of remarkably positive media. A new Morning Consult poll suggests Vice President Harris did not receive a bump from the DNC convention in Chicago last week. So she still has a lead of 4 points nationally in the survey. Here's the report. Vice President Harris leads former President Trump by 4 percentage points. Mind you, these are all managed or rigged polls. Following the DNC, 48 to 44, matching her standing before the week-long confab in Chicago. The DNC hasn't padded Vice President Harris' advantage over her Republican opponent, but it has left more voters satisfied with a Democrat ticket than the alternative as the campaign kicks into high gear. I doubt that, seriously. Our head-to-head survey shows no boost to Harris' support. Two things appear to remain true. It's a Democrat nominee's race to lose, and that would certainly not be the case were Biden still there. Our weekly tracking shows Harris and Walz continue to be more popular than not and face a remarkably positive news environment offering a stark contrast with the popularity of the Republican ticket in Biden. A remarkably positive news environment is a euphemism for fawning media coverage that ignores Harris's record, allows her to avoid all spontaneous contact with the media or with voters, and describes former President Trump in negative terms. And we know it's so imbalanced, it's like 90% positive for Harris and even higher negative for Trump. Meanwhile, mentioned before, now a report, ex-Dem Tulsi Gabbard endorses Trump. She, of course, was my choice to be his running mate. Didn't happen. Former Hawaiian Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard made an appearance at Trump's rally in Michigan to officially announce her endorsement of the 45th president. Introducing Gabbard, Trump told his defense Detroit audience, she got great common sense, great spirit, and loves our country. Yes, indeed, she does. Here's part.
And today, I'm honored to officially welcome another true American patriot, a 17-year veteran of the Hawaii Army National Guard, a four-term Democrat congresswoman, very, very popular, the former vice chair of the National Democratic Party, and a 2020 Democrat candidate for the United States presidency. You know, she was a very good candidate. Every time she ran, she was good. She did well. She decided to leave. She couldn't take it anymore, but she is very special. And I didn't know this, but she was a lieutenant colonel. That's not bad. Lieutenant colonel. Not bad. I didn't know that. You know, I just found out. I said, put it down. You got to put that down. That's bigger. That's better than all the other stuff I read. But no, she's a special person. She's got great common sense, great spirit. She loves our country, and she loves the people in this room. Tulsi Gabbard. Get Tulsi, please.
Tulsi, terrific. Meanwhile, here's another story about it. Additional former Democrat joins the Trump campaign. This is from RT. Tulsi Gabbard shall do everything she can to send a former president back to the White House. Trump brought Gabbard on stage during a speech to the National Guard Association annual conference in Detroit Monday, which we just heard. Introducing the former Hawaiian congresswoman as a true American patriot with great common sense and great spirit. Indeed. She also is an excellent debater and eviscerated Kamala Harris previously. Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr. says RFK Jr. could get an oversight role under Trump. According to Trump Jr., Kennedy Jr. may be assigned an oversight position over various federal agencies such as CIA and FBI in the event his father is reelected. The comment was made during a lighthearted segment on The Benny Show with Benny Johnson, which aired August 21st. Trump Jr. made light of the fact that Planned Parenthood had been providing free vasectomies outside the Chicago DNC. He said he'd gladly donate enormous amounts of money to sponsored vasectomies for the extremist left. Speaking of RFK, Benny mentioned he could envision him leading the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, the CIA, or the FBI. Trump Jr. supposed he might be put in several positions with the responsibility of rooting out inefficiency and corruption. There are at least a dozen roles he'd like to see him in. Yes. Very, very good. Meanwhile, it's a bipartisan miracle. Oh.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Exactly a bipartisan miracle for over 200 Bush, McCain, Romney aides to endorse Harris. These are rhinos who never gave a damn about the American people. They're big corporate, big bank people, unlike Donald Trump. Meanwhile, a new presidential poll by an independent journalist, Cheryl Atkinson, has had rather staggering results. She has over 500,000 followers. Nonpartisan investigative journalist, 5 Emmys, the Mural, the RT may be interesting, silly, wrong. She follows facts, not the crowd. She's got a list of strings and awards a mile long. She did a poll. Listen to this. 3 days ago, she asked her followers, but it was her followers. And if they're intelligent enough to follow Cheryl Atkinson, she has a functioning brain. You might have thought it'd be close to 50-50, right? After all, that's what the mainstream tells us. Get this. It turns out the result was 96.2% for Trump, 1% for Harris, 0.3% for both, 2.5% for neither. So if you're smart enough to follow Cheryl Atkinson, you appear to be smart enough to understand who you ought to vote for in this election. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Roberts, the Democrats' last hurrah or the death of a nation. The agenda is to elect Kamala. Dear Americans, this is your next presidential administration. It'll be anti-white, anti-family, pro-open border, pro-legalization of sexual perversity, pro-sexualization of young children, and pro-war. It cannot be deterred by your votes because the election will be stolen. In the swing states, a method used by Democrats to steal at 2020 and 2022 elections have been legalized. Moreover, if news reports are correct, in some, perhaps all of the swing states, it's now illegal to challenge election outcomes. If you all remember, when Kamala competed for the presidential nomination in 2020, she was immediately eliminated. She had zero support. You will remember, she's been an unpopular vice president. Yet today, the media present her as leading Trump, who continues to turn up massive attendance at his appearance as the likely next president. The media uses rigged polls and positive coverage of Kamala and negative coverage of Trump to create in the voting public's mind the expectation of a Kamala victory. The polls are rigged by overweighting Democrats and the polled population. Google Kamala. You'll find 90% of the information is favorable. Google Trump, 90% unfavorable. By creating the expectation of a Kamala victory, the ground is laid for stealing the election. It's not possible to steal an election unless the election is close and the person for whom the election is stolen is presented as a leading candidate. Ask yourself, how did Kamala go from zero support among Dems to the leading presidential contender? She did not win the primary election, as it was no primary. She's not had any debates, much less triumphed in one. She represents everything but white Americans, family, sexual morality, peace, laws as shield for the people instead of a weapon in the hands of government, nationhood instead of a Tower of Babel, truth instead of lies, the Constitution instead of a woke agenda-based rules. The media have made it completely obvious that the election is going to be stolen. Why else are rigged polls and biased coverage? The public is being prepared to accept a stolen election. Sad to say, he's got it right. Here's more evidence. CNN's Dana Bash has one job, to protect Kamala. Incumbent VP and her stolen valor support liar, Tim Walz, will sit down with Dana Bash Thursday for Kamala's first unscripted appearance, except it won't be. It's going to be taped and pre-taped. It's not going to be live. They're going to edit it. She may well have earplugs, be told her answers. They may even have a body double or be a deep fake, I guarantee you. CNN chief Kamala cheerleader Dana Bash will have only one objective: do no harm to Kamala's candidacy. CNN is no longer concerned with its credibility, not been for over a decade. A news outlet concerned for his professional integrity would have fired Jake Tapper for spooging over Kamala's convention speech like a 19-year-old virgin in a strip club back room. CNN is concerned with only one thing: to hold on to its residual viewership of a half a mil hardcore leftists who enjoy being lied to. Yes, yes, yes. Meanwhile, CNN's Scott Jennings demolishes Kamala's weak sauce dual interview with Walz. Kamala's finally had agreed to do an interview with CNN Dana Bash after weeks of ducking interviews and being handed the nomination without a primary by the people. But as we reported, the interview won't be live. It'll be taped. She's going to do it with her running mate, Tim Walz. That immediately raised questions. Is she so weak that she can't even do a basic interview by herself? former President Trump and his running mate are doing solo interviews all the time. It shouldn't take all this effort and arrangement. It's like pulling teeth to even get a joint interview out of her. There's a big problem there. Megyn Kelly even cured a weakness, referring to Walz as her emotional support governor. CNN even had a panel discussion about their own interview. Anderson Cooper asked, is the line going to be, why isn't she doing it by herself? Scott Jennings, political commentator, then just skewered her. I think it's incredibly weak sauce to show up with your running mate. The fact they don't have enough confidence in her to let her sit herself, the actual top of the ticket, and do a single interview. In fact, I think the hand-wringing and the gyrations over this the past month show a troubling lack of confidence in her political ability, which also makes you wonder, as a voter, what kind of president would you be if this is a small-time decision? Can we do an interview or not? What does that look like for decision-making going forward? Yes, I think the Republicans are think it's pretty weak to show up effectively with someone to take up half the time. Well, he's going to try to save her from glitches, but I guarantee you, because it's going to be edited, they can do takes and retakes again and again. Meanwhile, Obama running Kamala's campaign in a developing expose of the true nature of Kamala's White House candidacy, it's emerged former President Obama may be running the campaign through a number of his former high-profile staffers. For example, David Plufa, known for orchestrating his 2008 campaign, subsequently guiding Facebook CEO Zuckerberg through a contentious Zuckerbucks initiative in 2020, has embarked on a new advisory role. His expertise is now directed toward Vice President Harris' ongoing campaign. Their strategic team has now been bolstered by the inclusion of seasoned operatives from Obama's tenure, one after another after another. Don't have any doubt about it. Meanwhile, Cornel West, Kamala, offered me a job, debt payoff, if I dropped out. Independent left-wing presidential candidate Dr. Cornel West said Friday, Vice President Harris' campaign offered him a job in her administration to pay his campaign debts if he dropped out of the 2024 race. Is anyone surprised? I'm just glad he's come forward to talk about it. Meanwhile, Tucker has a hilarious response to Kamala Harris' fakery, claiming she got a letter from Tucker endorsing her gun control. You know, this is just ridiculous. Kamala pulled a handwritten letter from someone named Tucker, obviously fake and phony, but designed to imply it came from Tucker Carlson. Wrong and weird and creepy on so many levels, but not all surprising for this woman or her administration. Tucker, thank you for writing to me. While we may not agree on every issue, we know that every person in our nation should have the freedom to live safe from gun violence, which is contradicted because gun violence goes up when gun ownership goes down. So she's arguing backwards. She does not know the facts, but then she doesn't know the facts about any other issue either. How bad is this? Well, Tucker wasted no time in producing his own fake letter in response. Take a look. Letter from a fan. Dear Tucker, I can't believe I'm writing you this letter, but here goes. Honestly, I never thought we had all that much in common. Since college, I consider myself moderately progressive in the sense I didn't believe in law enforcement, national borders, or the right of American citizens to exercise fundamental human autonomy. And no doubt, that letter from a fan is signed Kamala. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris files reworked with a new indictment against Trump. This is bad. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith filed a superseding indictment against the Republican nominee Trump on Tuesday after the Supreme Court ruled that Trump was immune from prosecution from action taken within the realm of his job responsibilities. The new indictment has the same four charges he faced before, including two felony counts of obstructing an official proceeding, one of conspiracy to defraud the United States, and one of conspiracy against rights. All the charges remain the same. Some of Trump's alleged conduct was removed from the new indictment, including allegations that he tried to use the DOJ to support his claims that the election had been rigged. We all know the election was rigged. Meanwhile, Trump shooting update. There are a number of new reports about it.
Everyone, I only want you to donate to my campaign if you can.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Parallel Trump shooting investigation with dueling events.
It's a steamy night out here on the dock. My name's Mike, for the new folks out there. I know we get a lot of new folks with these videos. And we are once again talking about the President Trump assassination attempt. And as of when I'm recording this, it is the 27th of August, meaning that we've had 6 weeks pass and we still have a ton of unknowns and misreporting, whether deliberate or not, on what happened on that day on the 13th. And we're basically going to walk through some of the things that have come out in the past week, and we're going to go through them in chronological order, roughly. So the first big one that came out was the Clay Higgins report. Basically, Clay Higgins is a congressman. He has a law enforcement background. He went to the Butler Farm grounds and conducted his own investigation, talked with a lot of the local law enforcement on site, and gained a lot of new perspectives and new information that we didn't have prior to that. Again, all of this has been reported on my Twitter page, but there's a lot of things in this report that really are new for the first time have been reported, and there's a lot more that came out, some of it even yesterday.
Here's another report. Corey Commentary was not killed by a sniper at Butler. There's more here. This is part of the footage from the actual event. Trump actually speaking at the event.
So that arrow is
the direction Trump is pointing. Red arrow on a billboard. Corey Commentary simulation mannequin. A simulation mannequin. This is pretty interesting. Listen. There was, as I said before, a real plot to take out Trump, but Trump got wind of it and flipped the script. So the actual shooting sequence was staged, yes, but it was a real plot supported by now the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the Secret Service unwillingness to provide their records of their coverage of the event in Butler and the $29 million Donald J. Trump stock that were shorted before the event. That is as significant as you could get as a red flag. Meanwhile, Kamala versus Trump, a comparison of background and achievements. Listen to this.
Hello, everybody. Being that we're getting closer to what could be the most important election in our history, I just wanted to say a few words. It'll just take a minute. I'm going to present a few facts. I'm going to keep it super simple. I'm going to keep it short. Please just hear me out. Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump, just the facts. You can fact check me, it's all true. Kamala, she graduated from Hastings College of Law. The law school is ranked 82nd out of 196 law schools. She graduated, she took her bar exam, she failed. She failed the exam. She has never had her own business, never had any of her own employees, ever. 2017 to 2021, she served in the California Senate. During those 4 years, she worked on 164 pieces of legislation. Not one of them ever became law. What makes it worse is that she's a liberal governing in a liberal state, and she was still zero for 164. So during the 4 years, she accomplished nothing. As vice president, she has a record, the lowest approval rating ever in the history of this country, 28%. Donald J. Trump, he graduated from Penn's Wharton School of Business. It's ranked number one out of 124 business schools in the country. He has run many businesses over 53 years, employed hundreds of thousands of employees over that time. Currently, he has 22,450 employees split between men and women. That equates to hundreds of millions of dollars over time that have flowed into the economy. Personally, I don't just vote blindly along party lines. I just vote common sense. Let me keep it simple. If your parents had a company and you inherited this company and you didn't want to or couldn't run it yourself, who would you pick to run it, Kamala or Trump? someone that has never run anything or someone that has run companies worth billions. Now, let me extrapolate for a second. Forget about this company I was saying your parents own. What I'm really talking about is a company called the United States of America. Again, please, common sense. Thanks.
He's absolutely got it right. Kamala's undistinguished in every possible way, plus she's a moron. Have no doubt about it. Meanwhile, Franklin Graham reveals a move that Trump has made that took Democrats by surprise. Let's pull it up here. He reveals Trump's secret weapon, son of the late evangelist Billy Graham. Praise Trump on social media for having former Representative Tulsi Gabbard help him prepare for the debate.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it, contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
It's easy.
Well, there's seven final stories I'll just mention, several of them. Insane. Secret Service DEI documents exposed. Just think about putting people in position where they're supposed to be protecting the lives of our highest officials based upon their gender or their sexual orientation rather than their ability to perform the job, and then extend it to policemen and firemen and airline pilots and begin to think about the jeopardy to your life being promoted by the Democrats' obsession with diversity and what they call equity. Meanwhile, the FDA tries to fat check RFK Jr. and ends up in an epic facepalm, meaning they've fallen flat. The PCR test, fraud and injury. Also, Children's Defense Fund, RFK Jr. has done so much in this area, and this is part and parcel why I think he strengthens Trump's candidacy in an area where Trump is vulnerable. Because he's gone after Big Pharma, the FDA, the CDC. That's terrific. And he deserves an important role in oversight with regard to those agencies. Meanwhile, a fascinating historical retrospective, Sputnik. Did the space age begin on a lie? A fascinating little review suggesting maybe the whole business was fake when Sputnik first appeared in the sky. Meanwhile, a Swedish Pfizer batch analysis confirms a heterogeneity of the COVID injections. I'll return to that one. Meanwhile, many forget the health benefits of aspirin. Something as simple as aspirin can have enormous health benefits you ought not to overlook. And here's Dr. Peter McCullough being interviewed. In epidemiology, external validity or generalizability is very important. That means when a finding is discovered in one population, it's confirmed in another with the same exposure. I was fortunate to interview Dr. Vibeke Manje, PhD, Danish epidemiologist, lead author of a recent publication comparing suspected adverse events after injection with Pfizer vaccine in Sweden and Denmark. Major findings, Denmark, highest risk batch of vaccines were released in December 2020 to March 2021 in Sweden. The high risk batch continued to June of 2021. The proportion of low risk batches where essentially nothing happens after injection was 32% in Denmark, 22% in Sweden. That's good news for the 75% of Americans who took the shot. Up to a third may be in the clear. The high risk batches, 12 overlap with Denmark, was a larger group in Sweden and comprised 48% of the dosage, much larger than the 4% in Denmark. In other words,
your day on RBN with John Moore from 7-10 with coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Liberty Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in. Weekdays on RBN. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in midweekdays on RBN. Today on RBN with John Moore from 7 to 10 with coffee, cup in hand.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live. This 29th day of August 2024, where I take your call, several right here now, beginning with JP in Chicago. JP, welcome back. What's the latest from the Windy City?
Well, hello, Jim and crew. I got to say, great topics today. I'm really angry about Pavlov Darmov getting arrested, that Telegram CEO. That just really hurt, because went to a kangaroo court in French Macron. Reminds me of that movie, The Matrix, with the French man. Remember how he had Neo trapped in the basement in the subway? He said, "I have control of Neo, and there's nothing you could do." Well, the Russians could send some Spetsnaz in there and get him out. You know, he's a billionaire, you know. So, I'm glad you talked about that today, Jim.
There was more, I think, yesterday, in fact, about him. But, yeah, JP, it's an ongoing story. Continue.
Sorry, my dogs wanted to play. So back to Lavrov, World War III escalation. Lavrov says Zelensky's like a child playing with fire. He's given some very serious threats. Lavrov is a very serious man. When he says something, they usually do it. You know, he's been head diplomat for 20 plus years, unlike our, you know, Blinken, who lies all the time. You know, when Lavrov says something, he does it. Hezbollah has been attacking the West. Hezbollah has been attacking with drones. And the West Bank, as you mentioned before, has been attacked. And Iran, according to chatter on intelligence agency, they're supposed to be attacking sometime by September 1st, but I don't know. Who knows where we're going to go with that one. But definitely Ukraine is escalating to the point where Lavrov's saying he's not just going to strike back Poland, you know, Germany, whoever the airplanes are coming from. He says he's going to strike back at America. And he did it in so, you know, it's on Judge Napolitano if you want to watch it. He breaks it all down together with some of his guests, but I would say we're like 15 minutes to midnight, Jim. We're really close to World War III, unfortunately. And I think these Democrats want to push it along.
I think we're a whole lot closer than 15 minutes, JB, to tell the truth. I think we're virtually on the edge. It's outrageous. And the Zelensky keeps pulling different stunts, and there's no one reining him in. And we in the West seem to be egging him on in the most utterly reckless, irresponsible actions imaginable, as though we want it to be wiped out by a more powerful nation with nuclear weapons. It's just stunning.
As if there's traitors like, you know, renegade Obama running, you know, the ship into the iceberg on purpose, like the Titanic, you know me.
Yes.
Well, final thought real quick. I know you got other calls coming in. I think unlike the movies, you know, I was when I was 16, I ran the Dalton movie theater on the South Side of Chicago. It was before it got taken over the Commiecrats. And it was a great job. I just could cut and edit. And just like that movie Fight Club, you know, I could edit things if I wanted to, but I didn't. But I got to see how movies and the media and our internet and even our social media is all being controlled to weave a certain way of thinking. And they got people controlled on the left and the right. And they're having some very sophisticated ways of controlling people's mind. And I'm glad Zuckerberg came out. And I hope to, I hope this guy Pavlov gets free in France, because guys like that are very important. Snowden, you know, and that fellow from England that just got let free, the albino fellow, from England. All those fellows, they're very important for us, because we wouldn't know what the deep state and all these intelligence agencies were doing if these guys weren't coming out talking about it. And that's what's important. And then we got to keep the First Amendment alive, brother. And I'm glad you're out there with your show, because you're hitting it hard every week. God bless you.
Thanks. Thanks, JP. Great call. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, join the conversation.
Well, Mr. Fetzer. Since you touched upon a nuclear war discussion, I'd like to bring up some points about it.
Sure.
In the 1960s, we have to remember they passed a nuclear test ban treaty. I think it was in 63, because they detected the radioactive isotope strontium-90 in breast milk. And that's what kind of scared everybody and inspired the above ground nuclear test ban. Now, during, you know, when they first came up with a nuclear bomb, there's been about 520 atmospheric nuclear explosions with a total yield of about 545 megatons. By the way, I'm getting this from Wikipedia, right? Which is, on these type of issues, you know, pretty good. And so since strontium-90 has a half-life of 29 years, that means there should be a quarter of the amount of strontium-90 in breast milk than there was in the 60s. So in a sense, what I'm first saying is that this might give ideas to the ruling class to have a limited nuclear war, because to get the overall, like, global radiation, ambient radiation levels up to the 1960 level, I worked it out where they should be able to use, you know, like put out about 340 megatons of nuclear bombs could be used in the atmosphere before we hit back in those 1960s level. Understand what I'm saying here?
Yes.
So, yes. But now get this, the total nuclear arsenal on Earth is, they say it's estimated 1.5 gigatons. Now, here's the thing. It would be such, you know, why doesn't the Europeans, you know, basically white, Americans formerly basically white, and the Russians, a white nation, right? If we all have a nuclear exchange and all that radiation basically stays in the Northern Hemisphere, don't all of these countries like NATO and Russia and the United States, don't they realize that China will probably be unscathed and China will be inherit the earth? Don't they realize if we have a nuclear exchange, South America will be fine, and they, you know, they'll prosper. They won't have much radiation coming all the way down to the southern hemisphere from the northern hemisphere. But I also think, you know, like, even as Americans, when we hear about the, you know, like, oh, nuclear exchange is the end of the world, you know, Hiroshima got nuked, Nagasaki got nuked, and those cities are still populated today. You know, Hiroshima has 1.9 million people, and they're living long lives, and the background radiation levels are like those in other cities on Earth. So you can have, what I'm saying is that you can have a nuclear exchange, but we're not, it's not as bad as we think. Now, after Chernobyl, right, they found, you know, when you hear about Chernobyl, there were some deaths of the people working with the radiation in the nuclear facility. That happened. And a lot of people in the surrounding areas got exposed to high doses of radiation. And the worst that it gets, really, there's not that many deaths. They got what is, to survive, they got what is called a Chernobyl necklace, which is a horizontal scar, because they had to go from a thyroidectomy to remove the thyroid. But once the thyroid is removed, basically these people do okay too. So I'm just trying to point out that, you know, that we could survive a limited nuclear exchange, but we, you know, but the really the Western nations and the white race as a whole has to put a stop to this. You know what I mean? To stop to the talking about it, to stop considering it, because if there is a nuclear exchange, the white race would be severely culled, you know, and the rest of the world would be fine without us, you know, because in a sense, we are in a bit, you know, the way this inclination to fight, you know, the Chinese don't have this inclination to fight everybody like we do. Don't, you know what I mean, Jim?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I get it. I get it, Paul. You're making a lot of interesting points.
Yeah, and so I just don't give it much worry or thought about it. And one last thing, Jim, it's very interesting, and I urge people to look it up, is to look at what happens to the animals that are living in the Chernobyl area, because, you know, they kick people out of a big area, like 20-mile round circumference around Chernobyl, where it's a no-go zone because of the high radiation levels even today. But that doesn't stop the animals coming and going through that radiation zone. And what they're finding is that the these animals that have lived there for, you know, many, many generations, because, you know, they have litters like every year or 2 years in most of these species. So the adaptation to the nuclear radiation is way faster, you know what I mean, because of the severity of the adaptation and the need to adapt among these animals. But what they're finding in that nuclear zone around Chernobyl is a lot of animals are doing fine. Brown bears, bisons, wolves, lynxes, some horses and bird species, and they're living in these nuclear zones. So I just think, you know, we don't want a nuclear war, but some of these facts could be tempting to neocons like Sean Penn, who was, you know, caught up in it and just thinks like is cavalier about a nuclear exchange. But I don't think it's something we have to be totally like, if there is a nuclear exchange, like we have to immediately commit suicide. I think it's a lot more survivable than we think. And on that note.
Oh, that's extremely, extremely interesting. Very sophisticated. I know of no reason to dispute any of the facts you're reporting here. I'm glad you made this call. Is there a final thought you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just think it's something not to worry that much about. That's what I really believe that. And on that note, thank you, Jim.
Okay. I think the problem, Paul, is the actual exchanges are going to be devastating. You know, when you can kill 100,000 people at a whack, if you get a nuclear virus or London, I mean, the cities will never be the same. And it's got nothing to do with a longer term capacity of flora and fauna to survive there. It's going to be a catastrophe for mankind. But I value the call. Laura in Michigan. Laura, join our conversation.
Oh, Mr. Jetser.
Yes.
First of all, I'll be able to hear RBN in a day and a half. So, anyway,
I don't know why, but I gather we did get cut off the air, and I'm just glad we're back in time for this show.
At least had a couple of streams weren't working.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I want to talk to you about that movie China Cries. If you watch that movie, you will know how a Harris Walls regime would be, and I'll tell you why. Nora, in that movie, they had her journaling, and you know they had kids journaling already in elementary school. And what that communists do, they have your journal so you know what your feelings are about the government or what your parents have been doing. Like maybe you'll say, "I went to the sportsman's club and took on her safety." Kids never know what they can't say. That type of thing. Anyway, while she was journaling, she was by a blackboard. She drew a little cross, just a little cross, to look at it. And the person was guarding her said, "That's it. You're gonna get executed." He took her outside. And he had formed a firing squad, okay? Firing squad, ready to shoot her. Don't forget, at that point, she's 8 months pregnant. And he gets this firing squad because she looked at a cross. I'll tell you why I'm bringing this up in a minute. Anyway, I won't tell you what happened to anybody who gets the movie. Very exciting. Anyway, Walls, he's more than a Marxist. He's a Mao Marxist. I didn't realize this, but one Beck brought this up. If you want to be a teacher in his state, you have to sign an affidavit that you don't have any affiliation to any religion.
Really? How extraordinary.
The Marxist way.
Wow, I was unaware. The American people are going to be impressed by that fact and not in a positive way.
Right, right. That just shows what kind of he's a Mao Marxist. I'll be honest with you. The guy terrifies me.
Yeah. Well, he's not a good guy, I guarantee. Yeah.
Right, right. Right. So I'm hoping, on another note, I hope Delcy and RFK act as advisors and Trump gets rid of that Susan Wild.
Yes.
I found out that Rentz guy, R-E-N-Z, he's a lawyer, he did an hour documentary on that woman, how bad she was.
Kamala, you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about this advisor for Trump.
Oh.
Susan Wild.
Oh.
I'm hoping Tulsi and RFK get rid of her. That's how
okay, I don't know about her, but I'm glad you mentioned.
Yeah. It was that lawyer, Renz, R-E-N-Z, did a documentary on her. An hour, how bad she is. And then Trump goes and gets her as advisor. Come on. Does he want to win this or not? Hopefully he's got the right people in there now.
Well, I think it's wonderful that Tulsi and Bobby Jr. have signed up with the Trump effort. I think it's all to the good. And sets an inspiring example for others. Give us a bit more, Laura, including your final thoughts.
My final thought is... Donald Trump is going to lose a lot of the Catholic vote. I listen to Catholic radio because of the abortion thing.
Well, what do you mean? You're talking about Catholics for abortion? Catholics historically have been opposed to abortion.
Pro-life. And Trump's not talking pro-life. He's talking more about, he's trying to appeal to the left.
Help me sort this out, Laura. I understand Latinos are gravitating toward Trump precisely because he is pro-life. And they're averse to the Democrats because they're so eager to promote abortion. Just as blacks are gravitating toward Trump because he wants to secure the border. And so many blacks are being adversely affected by migrants coming in here illegal and taking their jobs. I think there's going to be tremendous turnout for Trump. Say again?
He needs to say it clearer and more often that he's pro-life. Because it's kind of sounding like he's willing to capitulate a little bit on that issue.
Well, you know my position. I am pro-choice in the sense I believe Roe v. Wade was properly decided. And any lunatic like Walz who wants to allow abortions up to the moment of birth, or it would appear even after.
Right.
That's murder.
Right.
That's murder. Even under Roe, that was murder. If it's not to save the life or health of the mother after the second trimester. I don't have a problem with the morning after pill myself. I think that's just fine. We're talking about early term. There are all kinds of reasons why a woman might find herself in circumstances where bringing a child into the world is very, very problematic on multiple grounds, including financial, economic, personal, et cetera. I believe it should be left up to the woman to decide. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Everybody, get that cry, China.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24 karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Gary in Arkansas, what's on your mind today, Gary? Join the conversation.
Good afternoon, Professor. I think I heard you say something about the Sputnik satellite today. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a report here that the Sputnik story may have been a fabrication. Let me pull it up.
As I remember, I called you in 2017 and told you that.
You actually called and told me that before?
Yes, and as I remember, you said it was the most ridiculous thing you'd ever heard, and you, Scorpio and Giuseppe, both thought the same.
Well, we may owe you an apology. Now, listen, I haven't had the chance to watch this all the way through, but I had a friend who has, and he's very impressed that it may be the case that the space age began with a deception. Gary, we all may have to make judgment based on our understanding of issues at the time, but it may be we owe you an apology. You were right and we were wrong. I'm open to that.
Well, let me share with you very quickly what I was going to say in 2017. And it is, I did an analysis of the orbital elements that are publicly available. And I decided that those were not consistent with the geophysics of the Earth, and therefore it was likely a fraud. Then I found, as I was researching this later, that Fordham University did a conference in 2017 based on the declassification of the Sputnik satellite reports. And they characterized the reports as a fake news story.
The reports about Sputnik being in the air were supposed to be fake news stories?
That's what Fordham University called it in 2017. They called it fake news. The basic situation was that the CIA was putting in, they were putting in articles in the New York Times and the Washington Post claiming the Russians were about to produce a satellite, and they were putting similar stories in the Moscow newspaper saying that the U.S. was about to produce an artificial satellite. And the idea was to generate public support for a bigger space program.
Yes. That's okay. Certainly, so that's not, the theme. That's the theme of this new report, yes, to get more money.
So in the Fordham conference that I read, they didn't discuss anything about the geophysics of the orbital elements of the satellite. That's what I did. I looked at the orbital elements and I decided they were not consistent with the physical properties of the Earth.
So do you have some background in engineering or physics? Tell us more. I'm fascinated, Gary,
I have two university degrees in physics, and I taught physics at four universities.
Wow, I love it, Gary. This is sensational. Listen, we got to get together. I'd like to bring you on one of my shows for us to talk about all this. I think this is great.
Okay, let me tell you why I called today, which is not about Sputnik, right?
Sure.
I'll share with you a story from my personal experience. I decided to become a self-educated amateur scientist when I was 10 years old, and this was in 1958. So I went to the Magnolia, Arkansas Public Library, and I read the science books. And I also bought a subscription to a magazine called Science News Digest. This was about a 4 or 5 page weekly publication. It was folded up the size of a posted card and mailed. Right. So I opened this thing up and read it every week from 1958 until I graduated from high school in 66. So those 8 years, I read this weekly science reader. And in this reader, I read a lot of stories about the above-ground nuclear testing program in Nevada, specifically about radioactive clouds that passed over the southern United States and around the world, and the detection equipment was so sensitive that they could detect the passage of these radioactive clouds over the southern states 3 different times, right? I read articles about the dairy cows in the southern states having strontium in the milk and how people were getting radioactive materials from ingesting the dairy products.
Hang on, Gary, I'm gonna carry you over. I want to talk more.
Okay.
Stand by.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. There's
lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaze by MyNutra. Why is Hempaze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaze. Hempaze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hempaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from?
Gary, go right ahead. I'm fascinated.
Okay, so the point is that I read this Science Weekly magazine from 58 to 66, and I saw a lot of articles in there about the above-ground nuclear test program and how the fallout was drifting across the southern United States. In 1966, I went to college in South Arkansas, and I took a physics course. And that physics course had an exercise, a laboratory exercise on radioactivity. So there was four tables with about 20 students, and each table had a Geiger counter and some uranium ore. So the first thing that these four tables of students did was to turn on the Geiger counters and measure the background radiation. So in 1966, I witnessed the measurement of the background radiation in South Arkansas. And we measured, four tables of students measured a half a count per minute. So if I go look up the radioactivity of fallout, and that material is alleged to have a half-life in the hundreds of years.
Yes.
So in 1966, the background count in South Arkansas was a half a count per minute, measured by four different Geiger counters.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine in 1966 that the nuclear test program in Nevada was a hoax. But today I can. And
really,
that's also
your opinion, Gary, that the test program in Nevada has been a hoax. Tell me more.
Yes, sir. It is. And it's more than opinion. We have the declassified reports from the Manhattan Project. They were declassified in October of 1994. That will be 30 years ago this year. And you can look at the physical properties of uranium that is documented in those reports. And you can look at that stuff in the articles on Wikipedia on the internet. And you can see that the physical properties of uranium does not support a nuclear fission chain reaction.
Well, this gets a bit complicated, Gary. Yeah, listen, I'd like to feature you on my other show. If you could leave your phone number with Julie, I'll give you a call and we'll work something out, because I'm especially interested on this Sputnik, but we can also talk about the nuclear test. Is that good with you, Gary?
That's good with me, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, you call back to the station and leave your phone number here for me to reach out to you. Gary, I appreciate your call. Very interesting stuff.
Thanks so much.
You got it. Call her back. Renee, you've been very patient. Welcome back. Give us your thoughts.
Well, I tell you what. You know, Paul and I would not agree probably on everything, but I really appreciate his efforts to not just, like, parrot right-wing talking points. He goes and he digs and he looks into stuff and he thinks about things. So I actually really like his calls. And like I say, because this is kind of like what I've on the line too. Like I say, yeah, let's talk about saving the white race. Okay. But let's get honest about it here. The thing is, I'm sorry, but you men need to somehow face the fact that you've been bamboozled to the worst by your own kind. When you look at history, and they say, Paul, when he's looking, he's analyzing what would happen and stuff, and I'm like, oh, he has some good points here. And then I go back and I'm thinking about history. Y'all need to face the fact the enemy is within, and he looks like you. The thing is, how often have your own kind manipulated you to go and kill your own kind? We would have more white people if they hadn't killed off hundreds of millions of each other, okay, and been reproducing all this time. Okay, so the thing is, look what Britain killed the Irish, and then right, Ashkenazi Jews that are in control of Israel. Those fake Jews are European Jews, okay? So they're white. And then in Ukraine, those are white. And the Russians, they're killing white people, killing white people. And the thing is, you know, y'all need to, like, wise up, because they take advantage of like, that them and us mentality to go get people to be real tribal and point you in the direction against those that are different than you. But when you look at history, your own kind has been responsible for killing off most of your own kind. If you sit and think about it and know a little bit about history and you think about it for a little while, you'll see what I'm saying is correct. And like I say, so the thing is, you know, they talk about, like, the women and the abortion thing. Y'all killed so many people who were already born, and it just continues. So really, right now, what woman in her right mind, in the situation on the verge of World War III, you'd have to be stupid or crazy or hateful or something to want to bring a child into this mess. And then I heard RFK Jr. say this. He was talking to some black women, and he said, you know, 85% of abortions are on black women, and they're for economic reasons. Okay? So in other words, they're not just going, I want to kill my baby here. It's like they have thought about it. They can't afford it. The statistics are right now you need $25,000 a year to raise a kid. And they don't make enough money. You know, they're making maybe under $60,000 a year. It's mathematics where people are not having children because with the economics just don't work. The thing is, so in a way, they're making the wisest decision until we can turn this around. It's just not feasible for people to have children right now. I mean, what do you want to do? Watch them starve or be killed or thrown into a meat grinder in the war? Let's see. Let me think about that. No thanks. I'd rather not go through that suffering to have to bury my child. You know, we need to get our shit together. I'm sorry. We need to get our shit together as human beings. And they say, close the border, and we have to get this country straightened out. And the thing is, it's ridiculous when you have people, they can't have, you know, like Elon Musk is, oh, have more children. Well, good for you, and you're having them out of wedlock, okay? You can afford them. The thing is, but like I say, you know, but like Jeff Bezos makes, I think, $312 million a day, okay? And so many people are suffering and doing the math, and they can't afford to have children. So, and a couple people just, oh, you women just to like keep having kids. Like I say, any woman right now considering having a kid, I'd have to question her sanity until this is straightened out. And like I say, y'all need to quit the tribalism, worrying about what women do or what brown people do. It is your own white men that have led you into wars where you kill off each other. Like I say, just look at history. That's all I want you to do. Look at history and so that you can get honest instead of having y'all's minds hacked. See, they start hacking our minds at birth, okay? The religious and political leaders and stuff, you have to come to face to face and go, yeah, that other person over there on the left, they're brainwashed. What's the matter with them? Get a mirror and go look at your own. All of us have been brainwashed. All of us. Not just the other person, okay? And you have to realize most everything in your head, some people say 95%, is not your own life experience. It's stuff you were taught. Your parents have been teaching you from the time you were born. And like I say, a lot of the ignorant stuff or dysfunctional or just mean stuff in families gets passed down intergenerationally. We need to straighten things out instead of, but it's so much easier just go, yeah, what's wrong with them over there? They look different. They're different sex. Let me hate on them, okay? The thing is, we have to stop this, or I don't have much hope for humanity.
Yeah. Renee, you make an awful lot of good points, Fascinating stuff. We're in a hell of a predicament, aren't we? Do you have a...
Yes, we are. Yes,
further
we are.
Final thoughts you'd like to add?
Yes. You know, I didn't really like at first that RFK Jr. had appointed that little Shanahan. What's her name? Nicole Shanahan, whatever it is. But yeah. The more I listen to her, the more I like her. I think she's a good person. just like Whitney Webb's a good person, but if these evangelicals get in control, we'll have to shut up people like Whitney Webb or Nicole Shanahan, whatever it is. So the thing is, she has had a great idea. See, Make America Great Again is kind of a dog whistle, okay, but that divides people. But she said, I get this hat, Make America Healthy Again. That's everybody. That's inclusive. That's all the Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, commies, capitals, everybody. That is a uniting thing. Okay, that benefits everybody because the poison in our food, our dysfunctional medical system. Like I say, I don't know if you've ever been in the hospital, but you know what they feed you? Poison. The food they bring you is processed food. They don't have butter. They have margarine. I mean, it's disgusting what they feed people in nursing homes, all this processed food. The thing is, we have to, if we don't have our health, anybody who's ever had a health issue knows you ain't got your health, yeah, zip. Nothing else matters, okay? And the thing is, they're killing us off slowly at a profit. That's why I recommended that guy the other day because he's a doctor and he talked about all this too. There are some doctors who like, no, I don't want to participate in this. I don't believe in it. And they're trying to come out with new healthy information telling us, yes, get out in the sun. You need that damn vitamin D. And, you know, try and face and get some morning sunlight. And they're trying to get us back in touch with nature again and get in rhythm with nature, not destroy it, but live in harmony with it. And it will be good for nature and our health. That's what I have to say.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Renee. Thanks for all that. Thanks for all that. Excellent.
Okay.
Tom, thank you. Tom from Utah. Tom, join the conversation, my friend.
Tom dropped.
Oh, we did? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was thinking we had time for him to say his...
Yeah, he just dropped.
Peace. Peace. Tom, if you would please call back, we'll put you right on. We didn't get Gary's number then. Did we get Gary's number, Julie, or no? No. Well, that's too bad. Not having a very great batting average today. Let's go all the way back to what we had from Colonel McGregor. Right now, the lines are all open, anyone. If you got a call, you go right ahead, call right in. I'm putting on Colonel McGregor again in the meanwhile.
Not sure what that looks like, but I certainly think it looks like Ukraine without Zelensky and the regime in Kiev.
Now, for the benefit of those who may not have seen, I'm going to real quick hit wrong button. I'm going to pull up the map of this incursion because we keep talking about the Ukraine and the incursion into Kursk. You can see this here. This is the main line of contact, which has been going on for 2+ years. And then up in here is the area of the Kursk. Now, this, I want you just real quick from a military perspective, when you see this incursion here, and I think the farthest point is like 35 kilometers, I think. The whole area there is relatively wide, but only relatively, because then here's what it looks like. Just even in the Kursk region, it's barely, I think 3% is what I saw, which is only a tiny part of the Russian Federation. So what is the chance militarily that somewhere between 12 to 15,000 Ukrainian troops can even hold this area, much less continue to go forward within Russia?
Zero. And first of all, keep in mind that this area is huge. You know, you're talking about adding Nebraska or something in that whole brown area to what is the size of Texas and Ukraine. So you're adding a lot of territory, but that territory is densely forested. Rivers, creeks, hills, very difficult terrain.
Back in. I got
there aren't very
the
many
air.
People living
reading,
there to begin with. The few villages that were there have been evacuated.
Call back.
Largely because the Russians wanted to encourage the Ukrainians to go into these villages and then turn them into what the Russians call fire pockets. Invite them in and annihilate them with fire.
Okay, we got JP from Chicago back. Welcome back, JP. Go ahead, lay on.
Yeah, I had a call back about a physics rebuttal on one of your callers from Arkansas. I got a couple firsthand experiences of people that witnessed nuclear explosions. One of them was my dad's good friend. He was a Russian fellow that worked on the Manhattan Project here in Chicago. And he told me he was, I have pretty high IQ, and this guy was like way off the charts. And when he died, I didn't believe it, my dad or him, but they had their little poobah meetings. And when I went to his wake, it said he was a nuclear physicist. So that was one of them. He confirmed to me that, nuclear bombs are real. Also, my mentor, Major Anderson from Wisconsin, Ripon, Wisconsin, he was one of the first Marines to go on the beach after Nakasami. I think that was the second bomb that went off, which is the bigger one. And he was a firsthand witness that explained that to me, that it was his, it broke his connection with religion, but it also showed him that there must be something beyond the physical. So he got into Eastern religions, meditation, out of bodies. And he's the one that was my first trainer on remote viewing in Wisconsin. So, but he was also one of the first Marines, Major Anderson from Ripon, Wisconsin. Okay. He actually has one of the swords from a samurai that he killed, an officer, and he had carried the sword, and my buddy rebuilt it for him. So those are two witnesses. I also have a couple other witnesses from friends of mine, from in-laws, that witnessed the concentration camps, and I won't go down that rabbit hole with you, Jim, but the problem is we got a lot of disinformation out there, and people go down these rabbit holes and you don't know where they're coming from, but the earth is definitely round. Okay.
Listen. If you're talking about World War II, Germany and all that, those were labor camps. Yeah, there were a lot of people starving because the Allied bombing of the German cities interdicted the railroad lines and they couldn't resupply the camps. But those were labor camps. They weren't there to kill people. They were there to work them. And,
you're absolutely right. And that's what one of my witnesses said. He said that the people were still alive. And they couldn't give them their rations because they had to give them intravenous food because they were just without food. They were, but they were still alive. They were still alive. That's my point. And they didn't really see the death camps. And I know from firsthand witnesses. Also, back to that Hitler thing. And Lavrov said Hitler was an Ashkenazi Jew. And Lavrov said that about 2 years ago on an interview, and it blew my mind.
JP, because you've been on and I got a new caller here, I'm going to cut you off, but I want you to call back. I like your calls. I like your calls.
All right, man. Take care.
Dan in Washington. Go ahead, Dan. Lay on.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I agree with some of Renee's points, especially the college loan. I get irritated with a lot of the Republicans seem to be totally happy saddling young men and women with hundreds of thousands of dollars in college debt. And they, you can't expect people to have a family if they can't afford it. So they're against abortion, but they don't do anything to help people have kids. But I called about, Eric Stryker on UN's Review. He's a columnist. He wrote a really good article about Billy Graham, and it was called The Evangelical Movement in America. And basically, Billy Graham was funded by the CIA. The guy got his start. Basically, two Jewish guys gave him his first job. And his job was just to go around and call America racist, so they would accept the 65 Immigration Act and the Civil Rights Act. And then I think he was there just to implant the talking point that Jews are the chosen people. I think Billy Graham will go down in history as probably one of the biggest race traitors when they look at the downfall of America. That guy, he destroyed the Southern Baptist
religion. So you're telling me Billy Graham was promoting Zionism, that the Jews were the chosen people?
Yeah.
fascinating.
That's what his job was. Yeah. And so does that Franklin Graham, I'm sure, too. Sure he's totally for all that. But,
Dan, I hate to cut you off, too, but I got one more call. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
You got it, Dan. You got it. Look forward to our next. Tom from Utah, join the conversation.
You know, I was going to have to take some Prozac because of the separation trauma from yesterday.
Yes. Go ahead, Tom.
Anyway, I'm glad you're back on the air, but I just wanted to say I was kind of tickled with Bobby Kennedy. He's using a phrase that belongs to me, you know.
Yes.
And
which phrase is that, Tom?
Poisoning the poor.
Poisoning the poor.
That's an alternate for going into gassyamerica.com. And it's appropriate for right now because we're coming into the season when the killing begins again.
Yes. 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 Further thoughts, Tom, before we have to part for the weekend?
I hope everything went well with your family.
Yes. Yes, well, my wife was out of sorts the other day. We went to urgent care and we got a checkup and we're home and all good, Tom. Thank you for that thought. I wish you well with your project.
Separation trauma.
Yes, yes. Separation trauma due to RBN being down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it, Tom. Love it. Okay. Well, we're back. We're going to keep doing our thing. Give us a final thought or two, Tom.
Well, I'll have to talk to you off air.
Are you happy about Tulsi joining Trump, too?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm a huge fan of Tulsi. Yeah. I wanted her to be Trump's running mate. You know, I said that many times. Vance, I'm not so wild about, but he's a good debater and he'll slice and dice this tampon Tim guy. What a disgrace. I mean, I lived in Minnesota for 19 years. What a disgrace this guy is. Unbelievable.
You know, I get a little frustrated with the people who kind of badmouth Trump, but he's the best thing we've got.
Yeah, he's our best option, I think. I think there's no doubt about it, Tom. Now, is today Thursday rather than Friday? I guess it is. It's Thursday. I've made that mistake before. Yeah, Thursday. We got another day to go before the weekend, my friends. Tom? Please do call back at your earliest opportunity.
All right. Got heavy duty stuff.
Thanks for calling, Tom. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Julie.
We're going to take off Monday, so take Labor Day off.
We're off Monday. Okay, thank
you.
Yes,
we are. Okay?
Okay.
Talk to you Tuesday.
Got it. Bye-bye. Wednesday. Yeah, Tuesday, yeah. Thank you, Julie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.